Terrific. That was so much fun. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Deborah Lou Harder, and we just heard Wolverine Blues by Jelly Roll Morton, played by Siwoo Kim, Brendan Speltz on violins, Mark Dover, clarinet, Andrew Yee, cello, and William Frampton on viola. That was wonderful, guys. Thank you so much. So you're going to be performing this in several places in New Jersey in this coming weekend, including Music at Bunker Hill in Sewell, New Jersey on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Will, you've been artistic director of Music at Bunker Hill for 12 years now and coming up with these great programs. How did you get the idea to combine the blues with the music of Johannes Brahms?
So it was a funny story behind this concert. Three of us, Brendan, Mark and myself did a tour of this 2.5 years ago, and we combined Sugar Hill composers, Sugar Hill jazz composers, and Mozart's clarinet quintet, and it was really successful. The audience really got into it, and I was particularly surprised by their response to the blues. People just stood up and started yelling and clapping. It was great. So this time we're focusing on the blues, It's a lot of fun. We play music like Brahms' clarinet quintet frequently, but the blues, I don't play all that often. And I think we have a lot of fun doing it.
So, Jelly Roll Morton was famous for his stride piano. How hard is it to transcribe music for stride piano into this string quartet and clarinet sound?
So for that arrangement, that was done by Michael Mossman, who's a colleague of mine at Queen's College, and he did a great arrangement, and we enjoy playing it a lot. For the WC Handy, we do something totally different. We take the original lead sheets that he published in his book, and we make the arrangement ourselves, sort of on the fly with improvisations. So it's something different for each composer.
Using a totally different part of your brain, and we'll be hearing that in just a little bit. Mark, it was really wonderful to hear your riffs on the clarinet, and I know we're going to be playing a very famous piece coming up. Andrew, did you have something you wanted to say? Andrew Yee, the cellist? Oh, he was going to do the mic. Okay. What role does the Johannes Brahms clarinet quintet play in your repertoire still for clarinetists?
For clarinetists, I mean, it's the most important piece that we have, along with the Mozart quintet, and actually just all of the work of Brahms. I think for me is one of the reasons why I continued with classical music, and I play a lot of different kinds of music, and I think one of the things that held me on the most was the quintet and the trio and the sonatas by Brahms. So,
and what is it about Brahms' music that is so meaningful to you?
For me, the way that his approach to harmony and melody is so kind of like, it's so deep within me. Like I have an emotional response instantly when I hear his music in a way that I don't get that sensation from a lot of other composers, great composers. There's mm-hmm. something about Brahms' music that really kind of gets to the core of why I do what I do. So that's probably why, I would say.
We were talking just a little bit before you all started performing that Jelly Roll Morton and Johannes Brahms had something common in their childhoods or in their backgrounds. They both started their careers playing in the same kind of venue.
Yeah, they both grew up playing in brothels, actually. Brahms at even a younger age, I think, than Jelly Roll Morton. And with Brahms, I think there are stories about him being kind of like taunted by the women in the brothels when he was just a little boy. And I think that had a really lasting impact on him as just a human, and how his approach to music, I think that really is like that kind of yearning of searching for love but not really getting it, and kind of having that dichotomy between this brothel thing in his childhood and then his searching for love in his later life was a main element of turmoil. And then for Jelly Roll, I think a lot of people growing up during the Great Migration, musicians of that time were often playing in brothels because, that music, and from ragtime to the blues to early jazz, like that was the popular music of the time. So that mm-hmm. was kind of what was happening in those types of spots in New Orleans and Chicago and St. Louis and stuff. So it was hard to make a living without having to at least have that in your life.
It was a place for them, yeah. musicians, to make a living back in those days. You think of Scott Joplin and right. other composers. Well, we would love to hear this poignancy and the yearning that you mentioned in this Brahms Quintet, and tell us what you're going to play from it.
Yes, we're just going to play the first movement of the Brahms Quintet.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That was breathtaking. So beautiful. If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Deborah Lou Harder, and we've just heard the first movement of Johannes Brahms' Clarinet Quintet in B minor. We've heard Siwoo Kim on violin, Brendan Speltz violin, Mark Dover clarinet, Andrew Yee cello, and William Frampton on viola. Absolutely beautiful. I just loved your phrasing, the lush quality of your tone, and the communication amongst all of you and the passion that you brought to it. You all have very, very busy careers. You're concertizing all over the world. Siwoo, I believe you've played at Marlborough and also Ensemble Connect with Carnegie Hall. You have your own group, and the name of that is?
I have a chamber music festival called Vivo Music Festival in Columbus, Ohio, our shared hometown.
Our shared hometown. Yeah. Wonderful. And Brendan, you have played with Far Cry, also several other ensembles, and you're very busy as an event producer.
Indeed, indeed. In fact, for those of you listening, I'm putting on a performance of Steve Reich's Different Trains, June 21st and 22nd in Brooklyn, New York. So check it out.
Brooklyn is a very popular place to be. Mark Dover, you are with the Imani Winds, the renowned wind quintet. You're also sought after as a jazz musician and playing on Broadway as well?
A little bit of everything, yeah.
That's so wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. And Andrew, what are you up to these days?
I'm the founding member and cellist of the Otaku Quartet. I also have a series in Brooklyn on June 21st and 23rd called Chamber Queer. You should come out. It's going to be really fun. Yeah.
Okay, competing
I said
groups.
It first.
Yeah,
I said it first.
And Will, you've played with the Johannes Quartet, also American Symphony Orchestra, premiering many new concertos. And as I mentioned, you are the artistic director of music at Bunker Hill.
Yeah, we all do. We all have a lot of projects going, and it's a great, rich musical life for all of us, I think.
And you'll be performing together this coming Sunday for Music at Bunker Hill, 3 p.m. in Sewell, New Jersey. I encourage our listeners to go to our website, WRTI.org. You can watch the YouTube clip of this performance and interview. It's right on our website, as well as read the bios of these stellar musicians. There are so many great quotes from The New Yorker, The New York Times, The London Telegraph, Boston Globe. Too many for us to recount here, but please go to our website and read all about these wonderful New York-based musicians. What's it like to come together when you're so busy, and what do you enjoy most about playing together in a group like this?
What's cool about this is, the five of us don't really play together very often, but what's great about where classical music is right now is that there are just so many great musical minds just sort of just wandering around. And if you get somebody to sort of corral us all together, we all share this vocabulary that I think is really extraordinary and really exciting to be part of. And so this things like this are very exciting for, I think, all of us.
It certainly brings a lot of energy to the music world. So thank you so much for coming to WRTI. And I believe you have one more blues to play for us. And I've heard that this next piece you're going to play is called The Jazz Man's Hamlet. Anyone want to comment on that?
Yeah, I've heard it called that too. And I think it's because it's just so wildly popular. It's definitely, the melody is the to be or not to be of the blues. But it's just a lot of fun to play, and it kind of goes in different directions. Like, it doesn't start where you think it would start. It starts with this habanera tango type of rhythm, and then it goes into the 12-bar blues, but then it goes into this other, back to the tango, and then back to, like, another blues, but, like, a different strain. It's an unusual tune for the time, and it was written in 1914, which is so long ago,
by
W.C. Handy and St. Louis Blues. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's all right. Well, let's hear the St. Louis Blues played by this stellar group of musicians.
Thank you.
Oh, fabulous. Bravo. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio, and we've heard the famous blues of all time, St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy, played for us by Siwoo Kim on violin, Brendan Speltz violin, Mark Dover letting it rip on clarinet, Andrew Yee cello, William Frampton viola, and they'll be performing a wonderful concert of blues with the music of Johannes Brahms this coming Sunday at Music at Bunker Hill in Sewell, New Jersey. Will, you're the artistic director. If people want to get tickets, how can they do so?
You can get tickets at musicatbunkerhill.org. And if you're interested and can't come on Sunday, we're also playing it tonight in West Deptford at the Public Library. And we're also playing it on Saturday evening at 6:30 in Rutherford, New Jersey, in North Jersey, at the William Carlos Williams Center for Performing Arts.
Wonderful. And you can check all that out on our website, WRTI.org, to find out more about the musicians and their program and their performance at Music at Bunker Hill. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming into play.
Thank you.
It was really terrific.